A week already? I thought for sure you'd be out longer than that. You're more resilient than any other human I've encountered. Capturing you was no easy challenge, but everyone has their limits, even you, Commander. You seem surprised to see me. Well, you ought to get used to it. You're going to be seeing a lot of me from now on. You can try to escape, but you won't get very far. You may still be a little faint-headed, but I'm sure you've noticed the ropes. Your ankles strapped to your thighs, preventing you from standing, and your arms and wrists tied behind your back. You're not going anywhere. Are you threatening me? That's just precious. Honestly, what are you gonna do? You're all tied up. Oh, and you're completely naked. Let's not forget about that. All your armor, gone. Weapons, gone. Even if you did somehow manage to break free, you're in the center of my camp, surrounded by powerful witches and wizards. You can't escape. Now it all comes flooding back, doesn't it? The battle, the bloodshed, the crushing defeat. You lost, my sweet knight. It's a pity. You're on the losing side of the war. You're a skilled fighter, even if you are just a human. Your subordinates, don't worry. I'm sure my friends are taking very good care of them, just like I'll be taking very good care of you. Who would have guessed under all that armor hid someone so gorgeous? You're so smooth and untouched. Not a single scar marks your skin. Considering the number of battles you've faced, I assume you'd have at least a dozen or so. Yes, like here along your collar. Maybe a nice scar from a sword on your shoulder. Even your forearms should have a few scrapes and bruises. You'd think, for somebody who fights so fearlessly, that you would have a body scarred and marred from all of your adventures, but no. Just soft and clean and unscathed. You know, I've been watching you ever since our first encounter, almost 4 months ago now. I've hired spies to keep tabs on you, and I've even had some help from inside the kingdom walls. Somebody close to you has betrayed you. They told me exactly where you and your troops would be and gave us the perfect opportunity to ambush you. I bet you're wondering who it could be. I think I'll let you figure that one out for yourself. What? Are you angry? Angry that it was so easy for me? Angry that someone in your company would betray you, someone so honorable and loyal yourself? Don't be a foolish hero. This is the real world. Ooh, that glare. I swear the fury in your eyes could burn me alive. You act firm and composed, but I can smell your fear. Does the thought of me, a lesser species, touching you make your blood boil? All you humans are the same, shaming us, hating us, killing us because we were born different. But you're not so high and mighty now, are you? Bound and naked on the floor. If you listen closely, you might be able to hear. Can you hear them? Their moans, whimpers, begs mixing together in the air. They're all being fucked. Don't you want to feel good too? I can make you feel so good. I want to slip down between these gorgeous legs of yours and get up close and personal with my new friend. Mmm. Mmm. Oh, it tastes so good. Or maybe it's just the victory. It makes it all the sweeter. Fucking long for this. You're so sensitive. You tremble and moan at even the softest of touches. And that look of confusion, simply delectable. I'm aware that you lack experience, but surely you've touched yourself before. Is this sort of feeling new to you? That's new to me. Tasting, nibbling, kissing a human, a knight, a warrior, one so savvy and strong and unscarred. I have so many plans for you. I'm going to treasure and keep you for any little thing my mind can think up. Are you close? You're starting to slowly roll your hips. Come in my mouth. Come on, don't be shy. Come from here. Come on. Let go. Let go, warrior. Come in my mouth. Come on, let go. Nonsense. What's a good pet? What's so sweet? Just one tiny orgasm and you're already breathless. I'm sorry, lovely, but you're not getting a break. Do you see this cunt? You see how fucking wet you've made it?
This is what you do to me.
Now you're really starting to panic. You can't get away and you can't stop me. I am going to have you. I'm a monster? Then maybe I should avenge my fallen comrades by killing you right here and now. Instead, I'm taking your virginity, not your life.
So be fucking grateful.
Oh, fuck.
You're so fucking tight.
Oh, holy shit, I can barely fit a finger in. Your cunt is so tiny and sweet. Oh, are you still trying to resist? Why bother? You tried so hard to keep me out, but in the end, none of it mattered. Oh, my fingers are stretching you open, invading you. You can't stop me. Just accept it. It'll feel better that way. Yeah, there you go. That's it. Moan for me, my sweet knight. Let it out. It's just you and I. You have no one to be putting up a front for. Moan for your new mistress. Being forcefully taken by your enemy. I can't even begin to imagine the shame. But it feels so good, doesn't it? Oh, you can't stop yourself from moaning. You really seem to be enjoying it when I fuck you deep like this. Oh, especially when I slam it in so deep. Good girl. Oh, scream out. I want to hear it. I want everyone outside to hear it. Let them hear you come undone. You're going to be my personal slave. The once proud, noble femnite reduced into my obedient plaything. Oh, I'm going to have so much fun breaking you. A person like you doesn't submit easily, and that's exactly what first drew me to you. I don't want it to be easy. Oh, you're mine. You belong to me. Don't you understand me? You're my fucking property. I will have you as often as I please. And you, my sweet slave, will give me everything I desire. Sooner or later, you'll beg and cry for me. I'm gonna break you and make you pine for me. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, you better fucking come. You better come for me. That's it, good girl. Come for me. Come for your mistress. Feel my fingers thrusting inside you. Feel my tongue on your clit. And said, fucking come for me. Come on my hand. That's it. Feel my fingers deep inside you. Clamp the pussy around them as I own you. Come for your mistress, that's right. Oh, let me mark you. Come for me, my good girl. There you go. Being captured by me isn't all that bad, is it? It felt so good, didn't it? I see that glint of satisfaction pooling in your eyes. This is where it begins, pet. Now that you've experienced the pleasure, you won't be able to go on without it. In this room on your own, with nothing to do, the boredom will eat you alive. And your aching will drive you wild. It won't happen yet, but it will. And when it does, you'll be begging me to take you, to make you feel the same fulfillment that you feel right now. And I'll gladly give it to you. I'll leave you a shaking, melting mess. But for now, I'll give you some time to recover. I'll see you soon, my pet.